The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Security advisers for the government are insisting that the Taoiseach moves into Farmley amid concerns around a bomb threat and a worrying rise in protest. I'm joined on the line by John Lee, Group Political Editor with the Irish Daily Mail. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, Farmley has been used on occasion by various Taoiseach, and you know, you can host dignitaries in Farmley itself, but we're not talking about moving into the big house, we're talking about the lodge.
The Steward's Lodge in a different era, I think it was pre the economic crash, was designated as a official residence for the Taoiseach of the day. So it is available tomorrow, should it be needed, as a home or a family home for the current Taoiseach, Simon Harris. It has been used with various regularity by various Taoiseach down the years. I seem to remember from FOI and other sources that Brian Cowan had used it quite often. You know, he lived quite a bit away from the Dáil. Enda Kenny, in another way, had a city home himself. He had a flat not only a few yards from Leinster House, so he was able to walk up. So, you know, depending on need, it has been used quite often in the past. Simon Harris hasn't had the opportunity or the need to use it often. He lives near enough to Dublin and Greystones, but his security advisors and quite a number of sources across government have told me that they're get pretty adamant now that they want him to move there permanently in his term as Taoiseach.
Now, Jack Lynch had a house up in Rathgar, and you could pass it by and see a little hut where a security Garda would be posted. And other Taoiseach have, I think Liam Cosgrave had something similar in his home. What's the difficulty in protecting Simon Harris's home?
Well, I am trying to think now as a journalist. I'm around quite a while. I used to walk up to Charlie Haughey as a young child on the beach in Portmarnock and pat his horse. It was completely different times. There was I lived in Malahide and he lived in Conceady. He would wander freely around Malahide village. Those days are gone, sadly. Politicians are under threat and it's cross-party. Last week, we had Mary Lou MacDonald report a death threat, a very serious death threat to the Gardaí. We've had a complete change in the authorities' attitude to threats to politicians in that in recent years. Now, I've enumerated these recently myself for an article. I haven't got the figures in front of me on this particular fact, but there have been a number of prosecutions of people for threatening politicians in the court, successful prosecutions. You think of Minister Jennifer Carroll MacNeill, but also Jonathan O'Brien, a former Sinn Féin TD. A woman was convicted for serious harassment of him. So times have changed completely. But there's an even more complicating factor with Simon Harris in that it came up first, I think, at the Department of Justice when he was there temporarily as the Minister for Justice. That officials there and the Minister for Justice has a more heightened need for security going back to our troubled days than other ministers. And it was felt that his house in Greystones, a new build, relatively new build house in an estate surrounded by other houses and gardens was just extremely difficult for the Gardaí to protect properly. Just in comparison to previous, now he's Taoiseach, previous Taoiseach and Ministers for Justice, they just found it very difficult. We then had an issue that was something of a watershed for Mr. Harris and his family and his supporters that I've spoken to. There was the bomb threat to his house, which was, I happened to bump into him, funnily enough, in Leinster House that evening. He had been in Phoenix Park in the Áras an Uachtaráin with Jack Chambers, the new Minister for Finance, when he came out of the house, came out of the Áras an Uachtaráin, and he saw that his own guard of protection was up the road a bit. Normally, they'd be outside, pick him up in the car. And they were on the phone to his other protection unit at his house in Greystones, where an extremely serious bomb threat had been issued through a now, unfortunately, a customs line for taking bomb threats to politicians. And his family were were helped by the Gardaí, his wife and young children who were in the house at the time. So it's just gotten to a point that they believe, A, the threats are too numerous for a man who's, 13, 14 weeks in the job, with a young family in a house that they feel is difficult to protect. Now,
there's two ways of doing this. One is to apprehend those who are making the threats, and often, I mean, I'm not suggesting round up the usual suspects, but they may have a good idea. It would soften the cuff of those who would issue threats, even if the threats turn out to be hoaxes, if some of their number were jailed.
Well, Gardaí themselves and political sources I've spoken to over the last week have said a round of arrests would do no harm in this instance. I think certainly senior members of government pointed out to me with surprise that, say, during the British general election when, Nigel Farage had a milkshake thrown at him?
Yeah.
There was immediately arrests in that instance, and they said, Riley, the chances of that happening here are virtually nil. We had an incident I saw online. I wasn't there, but and I won't go into the details of it, because I think some of it is still being investigated, where a group of people surrounded the Taoiseach down in Mayo one day when he was out on the canvas, and what I saw on the video was appalling, in my opinion. And nothing was done much about that at the time. So Gardaí are doing their best. They have dedicated protection units, ministers, low-key but proper protection units. But, when there's protests outside houses with people with balaclavas, as has happened a couple of times, when Mary Lou MacDonald, the leader of the opposition, has people sending her death threats that she deems serious enough to report immediately to the Gardaí, you've got a big, big problem here. And don't forget, we just had a US president almost killed. And we've had two MPs in Britain in recent times killed just across the water, Joe Cox and David Amos in recent years. So, there has been a sea change in not only the violence on our streets that we've seen in recent weeks, but in the attitude of certain people to what they can get away with now, when it comes to politicians.
From the Taoiseach's point of view, I suppose he believes that he should be protected by the Garda Síochána. He shouldn't have to depart his own home. He's got young children who are, I think, still preschool, but still, they have an environment. They're used to their pals and play dates and all the rest of it. To go to the wilderness of the Phoenix Park. I mean, I know Farmley, it's in the heart of the Phoenix Park. There's nothing around there. They could go to the zoo every Saturday for entertainment, but that's about the height of it.
Well, those are issues that the family have, I believe, discussed, and Mr. Harris and his family are resisting any such move, and they are not, as you know yourself, as a family man, they are not small issues. And this, the welfare of your children and their being ferried around in state cars, etc., is not ideal. Also, on the other side, it's not a million miles away to go to Greystones to do that. And if safety of your person is at stake, which very senior people in government and in the Gardaí have told me it is, then that bridge may have to be crossed. There's often concerns, I think, with politicians, and far be it from me to say they need to get over it, but in some ways they feel an extra spend on security is somehow going to do them damage publicly. I'm not saying that's the case with Simon Harris, but certainly if you go back to 2011 when the new government came in with appalling financial circumstances, they decided under Enda Kenny's coalition to rid themselves of state cars. Now, there's always been a misinterpretation of exactly what a state car is. A state car, as provided to a cabinet minister, is a specially adapted luxury vehicle that can do high speeds, and we know the dangers of doing high speeds in roads, driven by a specialised, specially trained Garda driver who is also trained in firearms. Now, I've noticed in recent times, Taoiseach, I haven't noticed this with Simon Harris, but Taoiseach up until recently, they travel with two cars. So, you know, to protect politicians, you have to spend. And you know, we even had allegations in the United States there was something of a diminution of resources that were allocated to Donald Trump. And that may have led to some lapses. So whatever has to be done has to be done. And I think a family in a secure location with multiple transport options available to them, which should not then be questioned, should be made available. And then maybe we've got to look at protection as they do in other jurisdictions for maybe the leader of the opposition, Mary Lou MacDonald at the moment. That certainly, I think, has to be considered. And then additional resources for all politicians.
All right, John, we will leave it there. John Lee, his group political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.